And we are back, Couch Company Podcast. I'm John. With me, as always, Tyler.
Hey, we said we'd be back.
We did.
Here we are.
101.
You aren't here right now.
I'm not. I'm not You're in the country right
Portugal.
Now.
Portugal.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It is kind of insane.
How's the weather there?
Probably nice.
Did I throw a curveball in your intro?
I will be texting you right now, informing you of what the weather is like.
Perfect.
Perfect.
What's going on?
So it's episode 101. I had a great intro queued up. Curveball. But
I'm
hit curveballs.
Is it about Dalmatians?
That's a baseball reference, by the way.
Curveballs? Yeah. Fastballs,
curveballs. Oh, I could have went with a Dalmatian reference.
Wiffle balls.
I was going ready for this.
Side pocket.
You might have. That's not one. You might appreciate this.
Mm-hmm.
Corner pocket. Count Basie.
Okay.
I think that's a tune.
Count Basie?
Yeah. He's a jazz.
It's a good start. We hit baseball. Pool.
Corner pocket's also pool for those.
Yeah.
For those out there. My reference was going to be in regards to Pokemon. You might call this the Mew.
No, that's 151, my friend.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Good thing you distracted
me. Good thing we...
this backpack.
Threw that curveball.
Wait, what's the fucking quote? Oh my god.
This parachute's
a knapsack. Speaking of which, great segue.
Yes.
This episode
jumping straight in.
We're jumping straight in because we said we were going to be focused.
Yes.
Which we were not.
No.
But now we are.
Yes.
Are you sure Mew is not 101?
Yes.
Who's 101?
101. Oh man.
Oh, you should know that you like
yeah,
bragged about this.
I would have to.
I gave you an easy one last time, like 15. You were like,
yeah. 101.
I'm going to look up my jazz fact.
Tell you what. Well, no, look up 101.
I will look up 101, but I want to make sure corner pocket's actually
correct. Okay, that's fine. Because
I still got it. Okay, it is a tune. I was like, I've played this before. I just want to, it would be very embarrassing to have it on record where I was incorrect. I will look up 101 now. I need your official guess.
I need three questions.
Oh.
I feel like that's
okay.
Fair,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Is Gen 101.
Yeah.
This is a podcast, by the way.
This is a podcast.
That's not. Okay. Okay.
National Dex.
Wait. Yep.
People are already yelling in there.
Oh my God. People were so upset. But to be fair, A, Gen 1 came out before I was born.
Uh-huh.
So that's a pretty good excuse. B,
it makes me depressed.
I never claimed to have all the memorized. Tyler made
fine.
That
we
bold
only did a whole
proclamation.
It's probably like Rhydon.
Is that your guess?
That's my guess.
Is that your guess?
That's my guess.
Okay. That'll be your guess. If you're correct,
I'll tell you three. Give me
if
a,
you're
give
correct,
me a second
I'll tell
guess.
You. Yeah. But, okay. You're not correct.
Okay.
Three guesses, go.
All
or
right.
Three questions, excuse me.
Is it a base or evolution?
It is a evolution.
Okay. What is the primary color on it? Like, what's the...
Let me... I'm pulling up a picture.
Okay. You don't even know the name of it?
I know the name of it. I don't want to give you incorrect information.
Okay?
Right. This is important.
Okay.
This is a podcast.
Yeah.
All right, good. All right. I almost said it out loud when I was spelling it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Got the picture.
Okay.
It is two colors equal parts.
Okay.
Can I just say that?
Give me the two colors.
No, because that gives it away.
All right, well, give me one of the two colors.
Red.
Okay.
It's the first color you'll see.
Red is the first color I'll see.
I'm assuming.
So
yeah.
I get three guesses. It's red. It's not like a magenta.
I think it's red.
Okay.
You get one more question, right?
Yeah.
Yes. It was an evolution.
And you said yes.
Wait. I might take that back.
It has to be an evolution within the original 150.
Right.
So if other games added little things and whatnot.
Wait, I'm actually a little confused.
Oh, no.
Why is this? Oh, yeah. It is an evolution. I Googled the wrong one. This is a disaster.
Yeah.
This is a disaster, but we're going to get it. Oh, shit. Come on. Please work.
Is it red and white?
Yes.
So evolution would be Voltorb.
Nope.
Right?
No. That's who I looked
with
up.
With red?
That's who I looked up.
Okay, well, if it's in that area, then it would be like
I looked up Voltrobe by mistake.
Yeah.
But that's the base form.
Electrode.
Yes.
Okay.
Electrode.
You got there.
What a lame 101. Mm. This episode is Electrode.
Yeah.
And fitting so far, probably. Just all over the place. What is this thing? It looks like a Pokeball.
Yeah, we had the great segue.
We had the amazing segue lined up.
The segue was the parachute floating down by itself.
We got a nice changeup right down the middle.
Sitcoms. Let's talk about this.
Coming back to the baseball references. And then I don't know. Yeah, sitcoms. We're going to get back to the roots here.
Yeah.
And we're going to go top five. We're going to list
It's been a while.
It's been a while. But it's like riding a bike, I hear.
Mm-hmm.
It's still very easy for us to anger the masses. And that's what we're going to do today.
Yeah, especially for something like this that everybody's watched sitcom. Everyone knows what sitcoms are.
Situational comedy,
Situational comedies, yeah. Now, we got to be careful with the rules.
Let's get them out of the way.
Okay, you have some guidelines?
No, I don't. I'm just picking up my list here. What are some stipulations we're putting on? Look at my list. Look at my list.
I can't see it from there.
Yeah, dude, I see your eyes darting. Your eyes are darting, dude.
5-year-old eyes can't figure that out.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the thing. Do you consider Ted Lasso? Okay.
I don't know.
Do you consider Ted Lasso a sitcom?
No.
Okay.
So I don't know why, though. It seems like a dramedy.
Okay.
Crazy.
I don't know. Some lists.
Do you get, I didn't. Okay. So I will tell you my preparation for this.
Okay.
Rolling Stone's top 100 sitcom list.
Okay.
So I'm kind of going off of what they are saying as sitcoms, which I got some interesting picks on here.
Okay.
Which I'm curious if you agree if they're sitcoms or not. I didn't see that one on there, and I would assume that one would be on there. Although I probably should have checked when that list was made.
I would assume too. Here's
Ted Lasso is pretty good.
So have you seen Silicon Valley?
No.
Because that was also on a list. I thought it was a good show.
Sure.
I don't necessarily consider it a comedy. Ted Lasso, you're laughing.
Yeah.
Most of the time. Like, there's something funny going on or a joke or whatever that is going on. So, like, I can wrap my head around that.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need a laugh track. I know we talked about it back and forth. Like, do you need one? Don't you need one? Whatever. You don't need a laugh track. I'll fight that.
Here's the interesting thing, too. Okay, so we don't need a laugh track. Okay, that's a good stipulation. Yeah. Situational comedy, the focus is on the comedy and the situations that cause that.
Oh,
You know what I mean?
Yeah, tell me more about that.
You follow
yeah,
me?
I'm with you.
So, for example, I personally feel that Ted Lasso is story-driven. The narrative actually takes the primary focus, while the comedy is infused throughout that narrative.
And all the situations that arise.
And those situations that arise with the comedy. I think there's a different lens.
I hear what you're saying.
You know, does that make sense?
Yes. So here's the thing, and I am glad you brought that up, because this is how I'm okay taking like Ted Lasso off the list.
Okay.
Situational comedies, sitcoms, if you will.
Yeah, that's the short.
You could catch one episode, and while there might be some plot points that carry through,
yes,
largely they're one-off episodes that you can see in a specific sitting, and while people's lives might evolve or their character arcs change, it's still these kind of bite-sized things, where Ted Lasso is more of like moving the full narrative along, like you were saying. So like, it's subtle, but like I think Silicon Valley is a better example of that. And that's why I was asking specifically about Ted Lasso, because I think it's right on the edge.
Yeah.
Ted Lasso is really good. I think those episodes are really good, but a lot of the humor does come from people's character arcs and understanding like the full breadth of
like
it.
If you go into season 3
yeah.
of Ted Lasso, are you going to be lost?
Right.
I think yes, and I think there's going to be a lot of things lost on you. Whereas if you go into, I mean, we're going to talk about Friends, for example.
Yeah,
right?
Friends is an easy point.
Friends is 10 years, 10 seasons. Mm-hmm. If I go into season 8 and drop an episode, and I know this for a fact because the way we used to consume this was just on TV. Like, I would remember going home, turning on TBS, because there were channels back then on the cable.
Uh-huh.
And
you had cable? That's nice.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I watch an episode. So I never, like, I watched a lot of Friends before I actually watched it in order.
Yeah.
And actually saw the story, quote unquote. But I always could follow an episode because episodes generally, there are a few exceptions mm-hmm. in that show where there's two-parters.
Right.
Usually at like the end of seasons or something. But generally the rule is an episode has a beginning, middle, and end.
Right.
Like a small plot within that episode that's resolved. So with that being said, that's why I believe that something like Friends is a sitcom. I mean, everyone agrees that that's a sitcom.
And it has a laugh track and everything.
Right, right. So that's why, you know, I use that example. But like Ted Lasso, in my opinion, is not. But like you said, I think I could definitely, if someone said it was, I wouldn't be upset at that.
It's a shame because I've laughed harder at a lot of that stuff recently than I have on a lot of the other sitcoms too. Like, it's just
honestly, like, some of the funniest stuff is mm-hmm. not comedy. Like, one of the TV shows that I've laughed the absolute hardest at is Planet Earth 2, the number one show. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, I was like, what?
One of the shows I've laughed the absolute hardest at, and this is not a joke, is The Sopranos. It is it is a hilarious show. It is so funny. And it's like not supposed to be a comedy.
Dark funny.
Yeah, like, but it's funny. Like, dude, I don't, it's very hard to explain. It's so fantastic. It's very memey.
It's like it's very like take the hilarious. Cannoli vibe of you just murdered somebody in this car and
yeah.
Okay.
But even more ridiculous.
Okay.
Like they're like chasing someone in the woods and shooting at him and they're gonna absolutely kill this guy. Mm-hmm. And then one of the characters runs through poison ivy and you have to watch him deal with that for the next X number of episodes. It's the funniest shit. It's this like so these people are monsters.
But that's
terrible.
That's a perfect situation.
Yeah, 100%. But that's a drama, right? Yeah, I mean, that's a, you know what I mean? So anyways,
okay,
you can have elements of both, but so, I think it's your primary.
With all that being said though, then we'll take off Ted Lasso.
Okay. Unless you feel strongly about having it on, totally
I feel strongly that it is some of the best writing and everything else. I think another thing you could point to is the fact that it's only like 12 episodes a season. It's just produced a little bit differently and stuff.
Sure,
so like
sure.
Maybe that. Because the other thing would be like you have Ted Lasso and then you have Shrinking, which is also extremely funny and like very well written. I just think you're getting into this weird, like, I think dramedy ironically wasn't a good enough like description of it, where like it is more of a drama that is just very comedic in nature.
Yeah, so. That's how I view it personally.
We're skating some lines, but okay, cool. We might have to. We'll talk through it.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll. So we'll talk through some of the rules as we get to some of the more specific entries.
No, think,
or do you want to tackle
really,
those
I
first?
I think that's really it. Doesn't need that laugh track. It needs to be a live action. Maybe let's put that stipulation on. Are we good with that, or do you want
that? Scrubs some of mine off, but that's okay.
Are you okay with that? Because I will put one on if you want the cartoon.
So the question becomes, at that point, are there enough animated sitcoms to make its own list? That's the question. And by your answer,
animated sitcoms, technically yes, but probably not.
So with that rationale, I would like to include that.
Okay.
Because I think we're going to be snubbing some interesting mentions if we're not going to explore that in a different list.
Okay. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense. I think that's fine. I'll throw mine back.
Honestly,
on here.
There's one I think that is really good
that we're not
one I
want to
mention,
on.
And then one that's like very interesting, which I don't know if it counts, but I'm curious to hear your take on it.
All right, let's do it. Let's jump into it.
Okay. Who wants to go first? Who has first serve? Tennis reference. Or ping pong.
You do.
Or volleyball. All right. Or badminton. This isn't going to make it, but I wanted to mention it because I did thoroughly enjoy this show till the very end, where they ruined it in the last season, which was, it was a speed run in how to absolutely ruin a show and aptly titled How I Met Your Mother.
Okay. Cool. I was like, we're going to throw down very first one. Yes.
No, you agree with that?
Yes.
So How I Met Your Mother was one of my favorite sitcoms. I mean, I watched the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Barney still probably would make my top 100 characters list.
Yeah.
Easily. Fantastic. He's just the best. And I thought they were going to a really cool place, and then they just tried to get too artsy with it. Mm-hmm. I think the reasoning is, so I guess spoilers here. So essentially the last season pretty much undoes the prior season, or like what it was building up to. So Ted's finding his wife, mm-hmm. you know, the mother, which is the whole fucking point of the show.
Yeah.
They do this really interesting arc with Barney where him and Robin get married. Right. And so the last season, I think, is their wedding. And then in the very last episode, so it's building up to all this stuff. Ted finds his wife, this and that, whatever. Mm-hmm. The last episode, Barney and Robin get divorced. Ted's wife dies. Mm-hmm. All the plot points that they were building to absolutely get erased. And then it goes back to the first episode where Ted brings the French horn to Robin's window stoop.
Yeah.
And it's like, so we literally just killed everyone's character arc.
Yeah.
I mean, Barney turns into, like, he adopts some kids, and he still changes ultimately, but it felt really
cheap,
I guess.
Because, like, him and Robin got together earlier in the series.
Yeah,
and
so
then
that
they broke
was,
up, and then got, like, it, yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of like the
it was an
Ross
interesting,
and Rachel kind of thing, because I think they had multiple moments where they...
Yeah, but they weren't the main
characters.
Not
to that degree.
It was like side characters.
Sure,
that,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. I liked it.
Yeah.
That was big whenever I was in college. Like, that was kind of like, we were all watching it and we really liked it. And then it did get off the rails a little bit. I think it is worth noting that like there was a season, probably around 4 or 5, that got like, this is kind of dragging. Like, we got to see where it ends, but like not really enjoying it as much.
Sure.
And then they turn it around. And like you started like you were saying, like you started getting the arcs and you're just like, oh, this is really cool. Yeah, and then that last season they just kinda like tanked.
It wasn't now that I say it, it wasn't even the last, so it's been a while, so if I get some of the details wrong, I apologize. But it wasn't even the last season, it was literally the last episode, which is even more impressive.
Yeah.
Because like if you kill a show over a season, like that's bad. One episode to undo everything that you've been building towards, crazy.
Yeah.
I think I watched an interview on this. It was so bad, even to the point where, like, when they released like the DVD stuff, they had an alternate ending.
Yeah,
so people were so upset.
That's crazy.
So you know you fucked up when that happens. Anyways,
that's a lot of dialogue for us being like, it's not on the list.
The reason I wanted to talk about it is because I did thoroughly enjoy the show, and it probably would have been a consideration if they didn't fumble the ending. Endings are very important to me.
Mm-hmm.
But just to wrap this up. I think in an interview, someone was talking about the reason they did that is because they planned that from the beginning. But I think, and this will go into maybe some of the other conversations we have, the art of writing a good sitcom like this, like the ones that last a decade, right? Because those are the titans.
You see what the audience likes.
You see what the audience likes, which is very important, but you also understand how the characters grow and change.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll bring up a Friends example again, and we'll definitely talk about that one. But like a Monica and Chandler were definitely not planned.
Mm-hmm.
But they flirted with that, and that was supposed to be just like a funny one-off.
Yep.
And they saw how the audience reacted, and they said, wait, this actually makes a lot of sense. They dove totally into that, and that's like, people love that, right?
That's so, better than Ross and Rachel.
100%.
Do you just want to talk about Friends, or is that
too... Yeah, let's move to Friends.
Yeah.
Let's move to Friends.
It needs to be on the list.
It needs to be on the list. What can you even say about the show? Just iconic.
It's iconic. I think the as far as like all the memes and the catchphrases and the one line. I mean, we literally just did the. That's just my favorite. Like the parachute to Napsa.
Yeah,
but
I totally botched it. By the way,
but each of the characters are so distinct and so memorable. And this idea of just like three guys, three girls struck gold. Like you look at other sitcoms, they're just like you look at Big Bang Theory. Right, which was all guys, and then it's just like, oh, we can bring in, yeah, exactly,
yeah.
And it was super sexist or whatever, and you looked at kind of like how they portray people then, and then they bring in other people and they try to capture that Friends magic, so to speak,
because
it's it just the dynamics there. It's a lot easier. So I don't know. I think it does every episode hold up from a politically correct aspect in today's world? Probably not. But I think generally speaking, a lot of what their situations were, what they went through, still apply today, right? So like, you know, like the on the break, the, you know, Monica and Chandler doing that, all of his sarcasm and the jokes and stuff, like even his mannerisms and the inflections of like, can I be any, but whatever, like people just know that naturally.
Yeah.
And even younger people where like the show's been off the air and people still get it. Like the How You Doing, people know that.
Yeah.
Like regardless.
It's ascended beyond the show, right?
Right.
Yeah, and it was interesting because, you know, when you mentioned Barney and Robin, you're like, well, they're not the main characters, which 100%. Like, Ted Mosby is the main character in that show.
Mm-hmm.
I would kind of argue that there really is not a main character. If you had to pick one, it'd probably be Rachel because she's, like, the catalyst for how the whole show starts. Like, the show starts when we see her enter, right? So, and it's about her kind of moving to New York and she ran away from a wedding and whatever. So, but I really think they do such an amazing job of giving everyone equal time that can you really say there's a main character? I mean, is Joey a side character?
Yeah.
He's vital to the operation.
He's vital for a lot of the comedy bits. I don't think he's vital to the operation. So
Joey
is
probably the worst example.
Yeah,
but
my,
like Chandler,
my argument.
Chandler's a side character?
He is.
I don't know.
My argument is, and maybe it, I guess it depends if, maybe your gender, maybe who you kind of gravitate toward, but like I would say Ross is the main character.
No,
he has most of this stuff together. He has the wife, he has the kid, he's furthest along in his life, and in the beginning thing his entire life basically implodes right in the first couple episodes, and then it's just how does he recover. And the reason why I kind of say that is a lot of the character's dialogue, at least in the beginning and maybe mid part whenever he's kind of trying to get with Rachel and everything, like even all the conversations that people have are pushing that narrative forward and like that kind of through line forward. Now, I would say towards the latter half of the series, that becomes less of a thing because now he becomes more of a goof. Now he becomes more of a kind of like, what are you doing, man? You're just kind of like annoying. And like other characters are evolving. So then you have your Chandler, your Monica, your stuff. But I would say like in the beginning, I really think it is that whole like Ross and Rachel. And that's the main couple, so to speak, like that's the main through point.
Yeah,
that's how I viewed it. I mean, I'm not saying that's right or wrong.
Yeah, I guess I see it through the lens. I think I agree with all the points, but I think Rachel is the main character.
I think that's fascinating. I think that, yeah, I think that's really cool
because that's because
like her life. I mean, she basically
right. I mean, they're in
this wedding.
You could you could say the exact same thing about Rachel. She like left her wedding. Yeah. She moved to New York, right? And she's the stranger. So Ross is already in the group. So, like I said, she's literally the catalyst, a new girl, so to speak, in the group itself.
I love that argument. I'm not gonna fight you on it.
I love how we're just absolutely analyzing Friends.
Yeah, but Friends deserves to be on the list for sure.
Yeah.
I think everything is just hilarious. You still have it today of, I mean, they just did the reunion. Like,
oh, yeah.
Maybe half of them look good and the other half is like,
yikes.
But
it's magical. I mean, what they were able to accomplish
for sure, yeah.
You know, might never happen again to that level at least. Because that, I mean, I don't even think that anyone else has hit those numbers.
Too much choice now. Like, I think it was a different
maybe.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah. You might be right. Okay, you're up. Sorry, I did two technically.
Okay.
So.
Let's talk through. I'm gonna go ahead and put Friends on there. How about Your Mother's Out? So we'll just nix that. How do you feel about Scrubs?
I think it suffers from not as bad as How I Met Your Mother, but they had like an amazing point to wrap up the series. And then I think they just continued.
Yeah.
And like I said, endings are so important to me that I don't know.
You can really hurt yourself.
Yeah.
If you're.
Don't get me wrong. The show is hilarious. And like, if you wrapped it up at that conclusion point, I think we have a talk here because that show is great.
Right.
Characters are fantastic and it's hilarious, but what a great setting too.
Do you have like a primary and secondary list on yours or you just have 12.
Okay.
Do you want me to run? Cause I know you gotta keep an eye on time, but do you want me to just run through my like I don't think these make it, but I want to talk about them real quick.
Yeah, since yeah, sure.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Is that throwing a curveball in your thing?
Go for it.
I have like a dozen.
Yeah.
That I think will work. So Scrubs was one of them, and I completely agree with you. I think that the ending was botched. How do you feel about Community? If it's something you want to talk about, we can
never talk seen about Community.
It. Wow.
Yeah. Which one is that one?
That's the one where they're in community college.
I think I've seen clips of it. It doesn't.
Community
didn't gravitate.
Is
or is it
brilliant?
Really
brilliant. And it's the same thing where like the end season and a half, and it just crumbles. It doesn't get funny. They lose characters, and it's just like, man, what are you doing?
Wow.
If you've never seen it, then I don't think this makes the list of five.
Okay.
But Community, the first couple seasons might be some of the funniest like very smartly written, and everyone is so, so good. So if you haven't seen Community, watch Community, at least the first couple seasons. It's very, very good. Chevy Chase is in it. I know people are like very anti-Chevy Chase, but like he's good. Like he's funny and popular for a reason. You know what I mean? Like,
I have a really hard time getting into shows with bad endings, though. Like, if I know it's divisive.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things, and Scrubs is the same way. You could have a good ending. You just need to know when to
stop. To chop it. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
And Community was one of those shows, too, that it was constantly getting canceled. And then the fan outrage, add another season. I think their tagline was, like, six seasons in a movie. Every good comedy show or every TV show has six seasons in a movie. So that's the thing that they kept saying is they were trying to get that. And I think they got their sixth season, but they were like crawling across the finish line. I don't think they ever got the movie.
Yikes.
I could be wrong there, but that's it. Seinfeld, kind of annoying. Nothing. No raise for you.
That's not good.
We'll move that up. I know.
Do you actually feel that you hate it?
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
Big Bang Theory. I know we talked about that. I think that's another one. I think it didn't end poorly. I just think that I was exhausted by the end of it. Like they kind of, there was some story arcs. There was some growth. Maybe not as much as other shows.
I think people are lower on it than it deserves, actually. I don't think it's that bad.
I don't think it's bad.
No, me neither. I think it's pretty good. I mean, it's on the air for a long, like a decade, right? 10 years. For a reason. So
Young Sheldon's been on the air for six seasons.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
That's crazy. I will say the early seasons of Big Bang Theory are rough. They're kind of rough.
Yeah. And then it turns out like they get much, much better.
Yeah, they get, yeah.
When we're talking about monologues or speeches or something like that, Sheldon's speech at the end where he's like basically saying like, I'm a very tough person to be around and like all my friends made it possible or whatever. I tear up every time I see that.
Yeah.
Like it's really, 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 really good.
That was a great ending.
Yeah. So it's just like,
that was a good ending.
I don't think it made me laugh out loud or be as nice as like the other five shows that are going to be on this list. Still worth it.
I think it earns, it deserves respect though.
Yeah.
Some respect.
That 70s show, you care about that?
Oh, I'm not as big on that as other people are, but I respect people who enjoy
good.
It. Yeah.
I know Nate likes that one.
Yeah.
I just wanted to call that out
for sure.
Frasier, you a big Frasier guy?
Oof, not really.
Yeah.
That's a little too dry for me.
Yeah.
It's a little too dry.
I like it, but also, yeah. And then the last three, Boy Meets World.
I don't even know what that is. I swear to God.
You're screwing with
no.
me. Oh, no.
Boy Meets World.
No.
When did that come out?
Tell me you're screwing with me.
I'm
right
not.
Now.
I
Look
swear
me
to God.
In the eye.
I swear to God, I don't know what that
no.
is. Who was in that?
Oh my God.
Dude, what is it? Tell
pick
me what it
your,
is.
Pick up your phone.
All right. Am I going to like.
Call my wife.
Wait, why?
Just.
Can I look up Boy Meets World to see if I know this?
Sure. Sure.
Boy Meets World.
Chelsea?
Meets World.
Yeah.
It's an American sitcom.
Yeah,
that's on Disney.
It's an American sitcom.
Disney Plus.
Bro,
I've never
so old.
Seen this.
I hate. Oh my God.
What is this, bro? What is it? You don't have to tell
what
me what
is
it?
It's a Boy Meets the World. It's
when did it come out?
Corey Matthews.
Come out?
I don't know. Whenever we
93.
Were
93.
Yeah. All right.
See,
oh my
God. It ended
God.
When I was 3 years Jesus. Old. Tyler. Of course, I haven't seen it.
They literally grow up. You have Mr. Feeny. You don't know what Mr. Feeny is?
I love Mr. Feeny. Love me some Mr. Feeny.
Oh my God.
Give me
I
that
hate
Mr. Feeny.
101 episodes. 93.
158, it says.
No, we had 101 episodes before we just
sure.
podcast over.
Yeah, this one had more than us.
Boy Meets World. So Boy Meets World is, as we're growing up, the kids are the same age as we are, and we're just kind of growing up with them, right? So they go through grade school, they go through high school, college, all of that stuff. So like as their lives are changing and stuff, we're kind of going through ish the same thing.
Yeah.
And it was just the coming of age, like.
That's brilliant. Yeah. That's brilliant. Yeah. I've always wanted to see
it. Be fair, they were slightly older than when we were watching it, but yeah, it was really, really
cool. I will say I love that concept, and too many shows and IPs are afraid of doing that, like aging up their characters.
Yeah.
For some reason. Yep. Like Ash Ketchum has been 10 for 25 years or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And that's crazy.
No, it gets like heavy. Like it gets like there's abuse, there's suicide, there's a lot of stuff, and it goes from that to like pregnancy, people thinking that they're like, oh, like body issues, like it covers a wide gamut of stuff.
It sounds cool, dude.
It's really good. It's funny. It's just one of those like the writing could be better. It is an older show, that sort of thing. So I'm assuming you don't know Full House either then?
I do know Full House. Okay.
And then what about Family Matters with Steve Urkel?
Yeah, I haven't really watched that kind of stuff, but I know it's like legendary. Do you feel strongly about either of those?
No. These are all just like, these were massive parts of my childhood.
What about like Home Improvement?
Home Improvement, not so much.
Okay.
I watched it, but I would say that like Fresh Prince would be closer to making the list for me, but even that I don't personally think.
Okay, so let's talk about Fresh Prince since it's on my list.
Okay.
I'm actually curious. I really loved this show. I think it was fantastic.
I think it's good.
This is Will Smith in his prime, dude.
Yeah.
Before he went Looney Tunes.
Yep.
And it went places, dude. It went places. Yeah. This one was pretty good. Probably might have the best theme song too, so that's considering.
Yes. I think Big Bang Theory has a pretty good theme song too.
It is so catchy.
Yeah.
That's a fair point.
But I had to listen to that every day at GameStop. So
Big Bang?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they would always play, because it's a nerd show.
Oh,
so they would just play clips of Big Bang Theory in GameStop TV, and you would always have like the full song.
Ew.
Yeah.
Did you have like GameStop TV like memorize, like would they like to repeat?
Absolutely. Yeah. We would quote it like easy.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Yep. Okay, so you don't feel Fresh Prince should be on the list.
I don't feel super
strongly about it, but I did want to mention it because I really did enjoy that show. But if you don't feel strongly about
it, keep it on there. That might be an easy
I don't throw-in. You know, we'll see how many we have.
I feel like you need to go a little bit here.
All right, I'm gonna hit a home run here.
All right,
another baseball reference. Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yes.
This is a really funny show.
Yeah.
However, I do think the last season did not do it for me.
But
it didn't ruin the show for me. So it wasn't as bad as something else where like they totally just run the plot off the road.
It was just expedited. It was like they had to cram a lot of story endings into one season.
Yeah. It did seem a bit rushed. But with that being said,
I liked it.
You liked the last season?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh. I disagree with that.
Do I think it was as well written and smartly done as the entire season, like the other seasons? No, but there's that way of doing things. And do you remember the last season? I mean, last season of How I Met Your Mother, last season of New Girl. You remember that where they like flash forward and it's like just miserable. Like New Girl, like the last season.
Yeah.
Bad.
Really?
Like real bad.
Never seen it, but.
Yeah.
Okay.
I say season. It might have even been the last couple episodes.
Ending a sitcom is hard.
Yeah.
It's harder than landing a plane.
Yeah, because people try to overdo it and they try to like wrap things up and whatnot.
You got to just go simple.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're not a drama, right?
Right.
You don't have to have a Sopranos ending where it's like artsy
take all your keys,
you know,
look around the apartment one last time
and
hug your six friends.
It's literally just fan service. Just give the fan service. Just be cheap.
But Brooklyn Nine-Nine did fan service. That was the thing. It's like they didn't retcon anything. They didn't change anyone's character arc.
No.
They just dotted all the I's, crossed all the T's, and did it in like five episodes.
It was expedited, and I just didn't think it was like as funny, and I don't know. It didn't get me as emotional as something else.
But Brooklyn Nine-Nine has made me laugh out loud
yeah.
on a sitcom more than any other sitcom.
I don't know if that's an interesting...
Laugh out loud. Now, I'm not saying it wasn't like there is some funny... Like, every character is so well done.
I don't... Who's my favorite character from that show? Because they're all so great, and they know exactly
and
who
they
are.
All be bad. Like, that's the thing, is they all skate this line. The reason why it took me so long to watch that show is I thought Andy Samberg was going to be, like, an absolute douchebag, like, thinks he's all that, but he's actually a terrible cop. But it, like, turns out, like, oh, no, he's actually really good at his job, and he's super nice, and he's really funny.
Yeah.
And everybody is just nice and funny and stuff. And even, like, the people that are, like, gruff or whatever, like...
So lovable.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Yes, it's crazy.
It's
and like
very like, yeah, it's just a, I don't know. I don't want to say uplifting, but it's like, you know what I mean?
It is though.
It like, kind of is. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm with you. I think Captain Holt might be my favorite.
I think he's an easy choice. Yeah.
His jokes, especially this is me thing. His music jokes are the funniest shit. there's this one where he's like, give me a drum roll. And then he just does this really slow drum roll. He's like, what is that? And he's like, when a tempo is not specified, lento is the obvious choice. Just like such a music nerd. Fucking hilarious. No one else would probably, right? But they're probably laughing because of his delivery. Yeah. And like, it's just so like the ultimate straight man.
But even taking that and taking his husband, right? And it's just like, you only see him a handful of times, but even he is so distinct and funny and dry and like, wasn't it Kevin? I think his name, but it's just like.
And like Captain Holt's the outgoing one of the two.
Yeah. And it's just like, oh, it's so well done, man.
It's like, oh yeah. There's so many jokes I can think of where Jake's like looking into his office. He's like, uh-oh guys, Captain Holt's pissed. And he looks exactly the same. They go in and he's like, I'm furious.
Dude, every cold open. It's just hilarious. Like, it's so well done.
This is something I wanted to bring up in Friends, too. It's like when you get running long enough that you have some, like the Halloween episodes, you could literally just watch those back to back. And that's its own thing. Like, Friends has like the Thanksgiving episodes like every year. And you have that, like, I love when shows are able to do that.
And just when they take the proposal in the Halloween episode, where it's just like, then they kind of like sneak that in there. I thought that was one of the greatest because, like, every long-running sitcom you have
as a proposal
kids whatever and it's just like that was so well done, like so well done.
That might be the best
favorite. Yeah,
although I will say this wasn't a proposal, but going back to How I Met Your Mother had the best bachelor party of all time.
I don't even know if I remember.
So Barney has a list of everything he wants on his bachelor party, and Robin does the exact opposite of what he wants, but still technically checking off everything on the list. It's like the most miserable thing. And then he's like, at the very end, he's like, but you didn't get what's his face from Karate Kid. Because you know how
he shows up. Yeah.
You know, Barney like roots for the Empire.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Yeah. Then he's the clown. Yeah. It's so good. Anyways, I saw that like the other day, so I wanted to mention it.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. Brooklyn Nine-Nine on the list.
For sure.
I think it's a lock.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Yep.
And I was hesitant to watch it, too, because it was one of those situations where everyone was telling me to watch it, and it makes me not want to do that.
Yep.
And I finally broke, and then I was like, this is really good.
I've watched that show, because it's like it's not been that long since I've seen it. I've watched the entirety of it 3 times.
That's crazy.
Because I watched it once. I was like, Chelsea, you have to watch this. Rewatch it with her, and then recently
and
rewatched
just as
it.
Good.
It's just like, it's so funny.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, I find myself... Yeah,
it's all over TikTok. Like, you, every time a clip comes up, you would think like, okay, and just it was just like I watch it in its entirety, and it makes me want to watch that show.
You know what actually made me watch it for the first time? It was everyone was telling me to watch it, but it was the one I saw a clip on YouTube where it was the lineup scene.
Yeah,
and they were singing. It was the
I
was
like, okay,
this is this one.
That's the one
the one who murdered my brother. Oh, I totally forgot why we were doing this.
But and that's like the classic one. If you see it so many times, you're just like, okay. But like, you still listen to it because it's funny.
It's hilarious.
And that's the clip you send people.
Yeah,
like it's they know what they're doing. Like Captain Holt's hilarious, but he's more hilarious when you get the full context of it. So it's just like
yes,
yeah.
Man, a great show.
Yeah, what a good show.
All right, that was me surprisingly. Okay. I took a big one.
Here's one. Yep. Well, so you've never seen New Girl, or you have seen New Girl?
I have not seen New Girl.
Oh, that sucks.
So you still put it on even with the end?
That's my Fresh Prince because New Girl, the characters are so good. Interesting. Like I could give you clips and you would be watching it and it'd be like laughing out loud.
I do like Zooey Deschanel, so
yeah. Well, that wouldn't be a hard sell. Here's the crazy thing, and this is probably controversial. I think season 4 of New Girl is my favorite season, and that was when she was pregnant and actually out of the season. Ooh. And they brought in Megan Fox instead. And off the cuff, you're like, she's not funny. Like, she was actually kind of funny, and it was...
To play the same character?
No. It was like, Zooey Deschanel, I forget how they wrote her out, and she's like, I'm going off to do whatever. My friend's going to stay with you, or somebody else is going to stay with you just to, like, pay rent and do whatever. Yeah. And it was, like, Megan Fox. And the way they did it was, like...
Beautiful.
Maybe my expectations were just so low. But, like, I thought it was freaking hilarious.
Did she stay in the show after that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she just had a kid. Oh, no. Megan Fox? No, I don't think
she,
so.
Okay.
I think she was just temporary. Season, I think, but also, I'd have to look it up. They might have only had, like, 5-6 seasons. So it wasn't, like, long after that. I just remember season 3 was like, I don't know. And then season 4, I was like, this is freaking hilarious. It doesn't have to go on the list, but I want to say that, like, Schmidt and like, I think he might be one of the funniest characters. Like, you're talking about, like, the top 100 characters. Like, he might be up there.
Funnier than Chandler?
For me. Oh. Damn. I actually don't know. Wow. I think they both... Like, they're so different. Yeah, they're so different characters. Sure. Me, personally, Chandler's my guy. Like, I love the sarcasm, the dry humor, the, like, whatever. Oh, I'm going to have to look up some stuff.
Okay.
Anyway, okay. We'll take New Girl off the list, but that shout out to New Girl. Like,
if you feel very strongly about it, I don't think it should be barred.
I'm gonna put it. I'm gonna put it next to Fresh Prince.
Yeah, just sell me on it. Sell me on it.
Yeah.
All right. I'm up.
Yep.
Okay. Let me. I got three here. I want to get through kind of rapid fire.
Okay.
So we talked about. I wanted to include animated sitcoms.
I have one. Are you doing all your animated?
What's yours?
Sitcoms?
What's yours?
Archer.
Oh. I didn't even put that on here.
Archer is amazing.
Archer's pretty good. Yeah. Fuck. Why did I not even consider that? Oh, no. I will be candid, though. I haven't seen all of it.
Archer's so good.
You've seen all of it?
Yeah.
Did it end?
No, I think they're on the last season.
Okay. And you're keeping up with it actively?
Not the last season, but I kept up to it enough of whatever was streamable. I watched.
I don't even know how far I got. Maybe like halfway through.
Yeah.
But it is pretty good.
It's so good.
Would you put it on the list though?
I would probably actually put New Girl over Archer on the list.
Okay. Let me talk about my other. Archer's very good.
Yeah. Archer's fantastic.
That's a great point. I can't believe I didn't even.
Like, dude, that is your guy.
Yeah.
Like if you took yourself.
Yeah.
Removed all like limitations. It's like that's who you are.
Yikes! I gotta unpack that. But I have Family Guy, which I think Family Guy is very good.
You said Family Guy, and I heard something else.
Oh, what did you?
I just heard. I was like, oh, he's gonna talk about South Park.
I will.
Okay.
Family Guy is very funny.
It is.
Early Family Guy is great. I think they kind of got away from themselves, especially when Seth left. So I'm not gonna put it on, but. There are some moments in Family Guy that really make me laugh. Like,
wait
just
a minute,
really
Seth
funny.
MacFarlane left Family Guy?
He doesn't write for it anymore. He just does the voices.
Okay. I was so, like, how do you do that without him?
You need him. Yeah, you definitely need him. He hasn't written for it in a very long time, though, and you can definitely tell.
Okay.
So
just a paycheck for him. He just goes in and does
100%. Which, what a gig, by the way.
Yeah, right?
Just go in and act like an idiot.
And they have to, like, they got to pay you. You're the voice of how many characters?
All of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. South Park, I want to talk about.
Okay.
But the tell me if this is not, so I saw this on the Rolling Stones list, and I was like, is this a sitcom? SpongeBob.
Oh, shit.
SpongeBob. SquarePants. Is that a sitcom?
I didn't watch enough. It is not.
This is that came out. When did SpongeBob come out? I can't believe you didn't watch that.
No, I've seen some episodes, but it wasn't like I watched
SpongeBob seasons 1 through 3.
Here's the thing.
Some of the funniest shit.
Sure.
Ever,
but then
ever
but
made.
Then you're getting into, I say no, it's a cartoon.
Okay. Okay.
It's not a sitcom.
I saw it on the list, so
there needs to be a level of adult that we need to talk through.
That's fair.
So I think Simpsons deserves to be talked about. I think South Park deserves to be, Family Guy.
Yeah.
It's the classic, like
Bob's Burgers.
Bob's Burgers is a fantastic one. Like,
yeah.
I kept going between. So, like, I think Archer is probably the better of the two.
Now that
but
we're
Bob's
talking
Burgers
about it,
is really good.
We probably could have made a top five animated sitcoms list.
Probably. Yeah, I mean, Bo Jack Horseman or whatever.
You've never seen that one?
Neither
but I've heard really good things.
Yeah, they constantly tell me it's great. Big Mouth.
Okay, so sitcom or SpongeBob, we should do a top five cartoons. That's actually a good
call. So let's just take the cartoons off.
Yeah. Well, South Park, you think South Park's a cartoon?
Yeah. It's animated. Right. It's not live action.
Okay, well then we can take them off, man.
What do you think it is? Stop motion.
Animated sitcom.
Yes, it's what
the internet told me.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know. So you want to take them off?
I'm sorry. I don't think South Park's a cartoon. I think there's a level. No. There's a level of if between live action and animated, it's animated.
Oh,
obviously.
No.
I think there's a level of adultness that needs to be present.
Oh, in South Park?
Yeah. Well, right. Yeah. But that's part of it. So, like, when you're talking SpongeBob, that's on the same level as, like, Dexter and Courage and all the Cartoon Network stuff and all the Nickelodeon stuff.
I see what you're saying.
That's a different thing.
Yeah. Okay. So, we'll separate that out.
Yeah.
The reason I wanted to, like we said at the beginning, if we're not doing its own list,
I would put Harlequin in that running. Like,
in
you
this
know, like,
running?
No. Well, in the same vein as Archer and everything else.
It's not going to make the list, but sure.
I agree with you. I'm just saying. Like,
Season 1 was good, though.
Got some really good comedy.
Really
in there.
Good.
Yeah. It's just not enough.
Okay. South Park.
Okay.
Incredible show.
Yeah.
Incredible show. And some of the funniest shit.
I hate South Park.
Do you really?
Yeah, I really do.
Wow.
But I respect the hell out of it.
I can't believe you hate South Park.
Yeah,
what do you not like about
it? I'll watch it. Like, if somebody has it on, I'll watch it. If somebody sends me a clip, I'll watch it.
What don't you like about it?
I just think it's, like, raunchy. It turns my stomach a lot of the time whenever they're doing some, like, really kind of, like, screwed up
so
stuff.
So I agree with you for the early seasons.
Yeah.
But they've definitely gotten away from that stigma.
Okay.
And I think it's really... I love the progression of the show. Because, like, 100%. Early seasons, while still funny... When I go and rewatch them, it's like, okay, this is just shocking.
Like 12, yeah, like 12-year-old comedy type
crazy.
Of like, yeah, like fart jokes. I don't like bathroom humor a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Actually, like, I don't like bathroom humor. That's just not what I like.
Sure.
And that was a lot.
Yeah.
And so if I'm going to watch South Park, it's like, okay, episode 1, season 1, let's start. And it's just like, yikes.
Yeah. No, that's fair. But then I think the whole show is amazing, and there's a
reason it has to be. How many seasons does
26.
It have? Yeah.
Like, it came out when I was born.
Completely, like, if that was something you wanted to force on as, like, hey, this is just gold, I understand it.
Yeah.
But I understand it the same way as I understand, like, Simpsons.
Sure.
Where I don't love Simpsons, like, I would probably take Family Guy over Simpsons just for my taste or whatever.
Yep.
But at some point, you have to respect, like... Okay, like they're doing something right, and especially when they're like predicting the future and everything else like that,
right.
Which is always hilarious.
I feel strongly about it. We talk about top characters. Eric Cartman is genre defining.
Like, yeah, I mean, like
just the funniest shit ever. Okay, so I wanted to talk to those three.
Okay,
so
man,
South Park,
Bob's Burgers.
Bob's Burgers is very good.
I like it more than Archer.
I don't know. Do you? It's very good.
Maybe that's tough.
Yeah.
I might. I don't know.
I think South Park's better than both of them, in my opinion.
I'll take that off. We'll put South Park. So you think South Park's a lock?
I think South Park's close. Close.
Okay. All right.
I think if we're talking about Archer, Bob's Burgers, South Park, Family Guy, all those, and Simpsons, I think South Park
top. If you feel strongly about that. Not my choice, but I would.
And then just to mention The Simpsons, like I'm with you, like respect it.
Yeah.
Not my kind of cup of tea.
If you watch later seasons, it's just like, oh, okay, this actually.
No, it's not bad. It's just, I don't know. It's not me.
Yep.
So,
have you watched Arrested Development?
Which one's that?
With, what's his face?
Some of these
Ozarks and stuff
blend together. I don't think so, actually. I don't think I've watched it.
The Bluths. The Bluths, that's their last name. But they are like rich folk, and then they lose all their money. And it's with, man, I can't believe I can't think of his name.
Blanken.
Who's the guy that...
I'm the wrong person to ask.
He just plays himself on every single thing. He's like the straight man, white dude, brown. He's just like the most basic.
Dude,
Jason Bateman.
Jason. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So he's the one of the kind of like leads the family through this stuff.
Yeah.
Honorable mention. I enjoyed it. We can take it off though. That's fine.
Okay.
All right.
My up.
Yeah. Go for it.
Let's unpack Seinfeld.
Okay.
You're disrespecting this show. You're disrespecting.
I'm not
this
disrespecting
show.
The
You're
show.
Disrespecting.
No,
it.
I think you I are. Think it was a very well written show that then had an evolution called Curb Your Enthusiasm. I think it was modernized for today's.
I agree.
Humor and taste, and I think that while Seinfeld is a wonderfully written show, I can laugh at it. I respect the heck out of it. I respect the cultural impact of it. I personally find Jerry Seinfeld to be grating.
Yeah.
And I think that all the people that you want to see, so like you get hints of Seinfeld and you actually get the characters from Seinfeld in Curb Your Enthusiasm, and I think it's funnier.
Who's Kramer in Curb Your Enthusiasm?
He's in the show. I'm saying the actor.
Oh,
like you get your little hits of it.
Oh,
you get
sure,
to see them.
Sure.
You get to, and
sure.
I just think that Curb is more real. I think you still get the same humor because obviously Larry David's the writer.
Yeah.
And I just like what a curmudgeon old guy, like it's just like these awkward moments.
Look,
like
I love Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
And definitely I think should have a spot on the list, but Seinfeld is genre defining.
Yeah.
And I think more memorable than Curb in my opinion. Like some of those episodes are just the funniest scenarios and just so creative, that they're just so memorable to me. It's just like the funniest shit.
I'm
and then again, we talk about top characters. I mean, you could say Larry David, but that's kind of like he's a real person. So that's kind of weird.
Yeah. But imagine, I mean, that's amazing.
No, it's
so good.
No one else can do that.
Right.
100%. No one else can do that.
Yeah.
Like Larry David is a sitcom character in real life. So, like, totally respect that. But George Costanza, which is based off of Larry David, so
right.
I guess we're kind of talking about the same sort of thing, is in the top 100 easy for me, at least. Just so, I mean,
yeah,
a terrible person.
And I'm not saying this is, like, the end-all be-all, but, like, we're quoting Curb. We're not quoting Seinfeld.
Because you don't watch it.
But you don't either.
Yes, I do.
When do you quote it?
I can't quote it to someone who doesn't. I quote it to my dad all the time.
Do you?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. All right. Well, then that's fine.
There's
I didn't realize you were.
We always say there's a Seinfeld episode for every situation in life.
Sure.
You can quote that show in any circumstance.
Okay.
So, like, example, the other day, my little brother left a half can of Coke out.
Uh-huh.
And my dad's like, oh, what is he doing? And I was like, that's your half. And I was quoting the show. Because
okay.
That's what Kramer did to Jerry. And it was fucking hilarious. Okay.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
So all right.
Yes, I mean,
quote
that show.
Well, it's still
look,
on the list.
If we have to compromise and Curb goes on because they're in the same universe,
we'll
like the same kind of area, written by the same guy, essentially.
Yeah.
Sure. I'll go with Curb. I just think you're disrespecting
something. We'll have that conversation. I'm not disrespecting it. I recognize it.
I don't think you do.
I just recognize South Park and recognizing Seinfeld.
I don't think you do.
Talk to me about the league.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. I cannot believe I didn't put the league on here.
I knew you weren't going to have it on there, and I knew
why
I was going to
Why do I always forget
for
about
you?
The league, and then whenever someone brings it up, I'm like, that is the greatest show ever. Talk about a show written for me.
I know.
Fuck.
Buddy, I would have put 1,000 cheeseburgers that it was not on your list at all, and I was like,
how
I'm
did
just
you
gonna
know?
Save this.
How did you know?
Because I knew it. No one remembers it.
It might be the most slept-on show of all time.
Yep.
His John was talking. He's like, yeah, I just added the league to the server, and I'm like, I love that show.
Yeah.
Wow. This is going to be tough. That's a very good consideration. I love that show.
I don't give two craps about fantasy football or anything.
Right.
Like, I enjoy playing with you guys. I enjoy, like, the hanging out. But, like, that's it. And, man, does this show just, like, it hits home where it's like it's somehow all about fantasy football and like none of it, like fantasy football is such a minor role in it. It's so well done.
It's super awesome in how it does it.
Yeah.
I actually find it always hilarious when I go back and watch it and they talk about all these really old players now, like Adrian Peterson. I'm like, oh yeah, he was like the number one pick back in the day.
You know you're doing something right when you're actually getting like football players to come on your show just to like guest star. Yeah.
Dude, wow, what a fantastic show.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Right. I cannot. We'll keep it so on. We'll talk about it. Yeah. We talked about Curb, so that's on there.
Yeah, Curb's great. Curb is so... Leon?
Yeah.
On my list.
Yeah.
Leon's my... Like, Larry David's fantastic and makes the show, obviously, but I think Leon's my favorite character.
Really?
Every time this guy talks, it is the funniest shit. And I think... You know how some people... So, like, I don't like Joe Rogan as a stand-up comedian.
Yes.
I think he just swears at you and gets, like, kind of... whatever and mad and whatever.
Yeah.
And that's like not funny to me, at least the way he does it. Like Bill Burr gets mad and stuff, but
it's different.
It's a little different.
Yeah.
I feel like Joe Rogan just says a million F bombs.
Yeah.
And it's like, everyone's like, oh, that's so funny. And I'm like, no,
sure.
Leon does the same thing. He says that F word in every sentence, but the creativity in which he uses it, it's just his delivery. It is so hilarious.
Sure.
I love, and funny. My favorite moments are him and Larry just talking about the most ridiculous shit. Oh, it's so good. Their dynamic. It's so funny.
I know.
It's so funny.
It's almost like it's a really good
sitcom. It's a great show.
Yeah.
And I respect it. See how we respect it?
Yeah.
That's respecting it.
I respect that's Seinfeld.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
There are very good episodes of Seinfeld.
I know. Is it my turn?
I don't know. Yeah,
it's two left. Sure. Two left for me, and I'm curious what your take is on this. Do these count as sitcoms? Right. I have The Office and Parks and Rec.
It has to.
Okay, it has to.
Yeah.
Because they're technically like mockumentaries, but a thought could be the mockumentary isn't under the umbrella of sitcom, and that's how I view it as well.
It has to be.
Okay, okay.
No, I'm thinking, like, that's a good point.
It's under the umbrella.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a style of sitcom.
Yes.
It's a style of sitcom. Yes. That's how I view it.
Yes.
That's how I view it.
Yes.
Okay. I've recently... I'm getting...
I'm looking at this lit. No, it has to be. Go ahead. Continue.
Where else are we going to put it? Yeah. Okay. I've seen all of The Office. I've not made it all the way through Parks and Rec yet, although I have... I'm somewhere in the middle.
I think I got through all but the last season of Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec is fantastic.
Yeah.
And Ron Swanson, as we talk about these top 100 characters in my list, which is filling up very quickly, none of which beat Cookie Monster. I still want that on the record. Ron Swanson, easily my favorite character in the show. He is so funny. He's just amazing.
Yeah.
I wish he was my dad. And so I want to respect that show, and I think it's hilarious, but I watched The Office first, and I've seen the whole thing, so it's definitely unfair, but I definitely like The Office more still.
It's tough because I think if you look at a bar graph, The Office starts out great and gets progressively... It ends less than it started out at.
I think it's a bell curve, actually. I think the first season of The Office is not good.
It is once you go back. So if you're watching it for the first time, I agree with you.
Yeah.
But when you watch the entirety of Office, you go back and watch that first season again, and you see kind of what they were doing and everything and like where people started out at, it's pretty good.
I think it's okay.
I'll give you the bell curve. Yeah.
In my estimation, it's a bell curve.
But Parks and Rec, I think, is a line up. I think it's getting better as you go, which is tough.
Yeah, I haven't seen the end, but I definitely would probably say the end's better because The Office not as good when Michael leaves.
Well, that's the thing is you have Michael, and I understand, like, look, Stanley, Phyllis, like all of them.
Yeah.
Like all of them are very distinct, unique characters, but they are very, very much like wall dressing.
Yes.
Like they don't have, it's not like a friend situation. It's not, you know, like it's just, it's very much like, here you go.
Yeah.
I think that the characters in Parks and Rec are more likable, more distinct, more crucial. Crucial is a bad word, but more integral to stand out the more. Story. Yeah. Yeah, like it's a little bit more fantastical. I feel like it's just kind of like
you can have Stanley not be in an episode and you would not notice.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Yes. But that's also what makes Stanley Stanley. So it's like 100%. it's this tough thing. So
My counter is Michael Scott is so good.
Yeah. There's a Steve Carell is good. Trumps
it. Like Steve Carell is amazing.
Yeah.
And will be forever remembered for that role. Although he has a lot of great stuff that he's done. So he's a great actor.
It's tough because like he is just that good.
It was like for as good as the cast is of Parks and Rec, nobody touches Michael Scott.
I agree.
It is the some of the cringiest things I have ever seen. Scott's tots to this day is so hard to get through.
Yeah.
Every time. And I know so it's awkward. Coming.
Yeah.
It's rough, it's coming. Man. And it gives me so much anxiety, man.
I know.
It's brilliant.
It makes it believable.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
But my favorite part of The Office is when Michael wins. When he surprises everyone and shows them like...
No, he's just good.
Oh, like, he is an incredible salesman.
Yeah.
Or like he is an incredibly caring person or has this like random bout of wisdom before he says something really stupid.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite moments of the show because I love that archetype.
It's more grounded. It's more believable. Yeah. It's this real life-ish thing. Yeah, for sure.
So for my money, it's The Office. I totally understand where people are coming from when they say they like Parks and Rec more. I really think it's a coin flip.
I mean, with that being said, though, do you think... Because like, it doesn't have to be one or the other, right? So let me put it this way. I think Office deserves to be on the list.
I think that's
a lock.
I agree.
Which means that we have Brooklyn Nine-Nine, The Office, and Friends, and we can only put two more on the list.
Right.
So that's going to be the tough thing.
That's going to be the tough part.
Real quick, because I only had a couple here. You never saw Veep?
Oh, no. You said you were going to burn hours on that.
Yeah, Veep's real good.
It was on the Rolling Stones list, and it was pretty high.
Veep is very good.
But you never hear about it.
Yeah.
Like these
it's
other
like,
shows.
It's like a political comedy drama thing.
Yeah.
Where she's the, like, Louise Dreyfus or whatever. Louise.
Elaine.
Elaine, yeah.
Yeah, but from that really good sitcom.
Yeah, from that, you know.
Yeah, interesting.
But she's in it. She's the vice president, and she's just...
Great.
Two-faced, cutthroat, and just hilarious. Like, those are some really, really funny stuff. So, that's a tough one, because that one on there. And then, how do you feel about Always Sunny? You don't like Always Sunny?
I hate it.
You hate Always Sunny.
Hate it.
I think Always Sunny is hilarious.
And people hate me for that, but I don't care.
I can also find Always Sunny grating in certain instances, where it's like so...
I just couldn't get into it, dude.
Yeah.
I tried and I was like, what is happening?
I can respect that. So I actually put Always Sunny around the same level as like a South Park for me. So like how you can't get into that is how I feel about South Park.
Okay.
But
that's fair. That's fair.
I like Always Sunny. Always Sunny is pretty good.
People love it, dude. People quote it to me all the time. I'm like, I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I want to respect it.
But it pushes
it.
The envelope, right? Like sure. it does that extra. So
yeah, for sure. I can respect that.
Okay. I'll take Always Sunny off. So we have Brooklyn Nine-Nine, The Office, and Friends on the list.
Yeah.
We need to come up with two.
So we can take South Park off. I think that was a good understanding. If that's how you feel about South Park, we can take it off.
But I also respect... Do I think that Always Sunny is to the level of South Park? No, but do I think that Always Sunny... also has like what 10 12 seasons, like it's like it's up there, like
it is long.
I think the writing in Always Sunny is really like if you talk like that's the thing I actually like too is when you actually see all those characters in interviews, they're so funny and down to earth and normal and everything else. I was like, okay, like you can it's not like Will Ferrell being goofy in a movie and then coming on a interview and being the exact same goofy person where it's like, oh, you can actually see their acting ability type of thing, if that makes sense.
I don't know what you're saying.
All right. I'm saying
you
like
the cast. You like
I think
the cast
is hilarious, and I think they are actual like
funny people.
Yeah. Like they have a podcast just randomly talking about stuff, and it's just it's funny.
No, I'm okay. I can 100%.
I mean, how many times do you reference what's his name? Something Day, where he's going crazy with the board and all the the red.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yarn
Charlie,
and Charlie Day. Yeah,
yeah.
So it's like he's hilarious. He's real good.
Is that his Charlie's his character name? I thought.
Yeah, but Charlie Day's his actual name.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Luigi.
Luigi
in the hit Super Mario movie. Okay. So.
Not the animated one.
All right. So we have, just to give a quick thing. So we have Veep, which if you haven't seen Veep, I'll just take it off the list. I think Veep is really good. If nothing else, actually, I think Veep sticks the landing where, actually, I think it sticks the landing very, very well, where New Girl doesn't.
Okay.
So I would take Veep over New Girl, so I can take them both off the list.
Okay.
If we want to do that, I think both are great, though. So we have Parks and Rec. We have Curb Your Enthusiasm, The League, Fresh Prince, South Park, Seinfeld.
I think we can both agree on Curb. I think Curb needs to go on there. Curb's
real good.
So funny, dude. It is so funny.
Yeah.
Which
puts you in a very tough spot.
Yeah, this puts me in a tough spot. So we got Seinfeld, South Park. Are there any of yours on here?
I would go to bat for Parks and Rec in The League.
Oh,
I don't think Fresh Prince hangs with this. I respect it.
Yeah.
But I don't think the writing is as witty as all this stuff.
I agree. I did want to mention it, though, because I really enjoy that
show.
It's
great. Yeah.
The League is so good. Oh, man. I can't believe I forgot it, dude. So to me, it's kind of...
I think this is your call. So it's Parks and Rec, The League, South Park, and Seinfeld. I think you make it easy. I mean,
okay. So you're not with me on Seinfeld. So as much as it pains me, you know, okay. That's
well, how much
fine.
Does it pain you? You want to put it on?
It pains me. It pains me.
Put it on.
But I can.
Would you put Seinfeld over Curb then? And you would take Curb off the list.
Oh man, would I put Seinfeld over? I think they're so close because it's the same kind of stuff. But
my thing is like if you took Curb off and put Seinfeld again, you could put both on.
No. Curb needs to go on. Curb needs to go on. I'm comfortable in that decision because we both agree on that. The League's great. It's really, and Parks and Rec is good, but I haven't, like, how strongly do you feel about Parks and Rec, I guess?
That's tough. I think there's more substance to Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
And I think the league to me.
I kind of just want to have The League on there, man, because that's such a great sleeper choice.
I can wrap my head around The League just because I think it has strong vibes to Always Sunny.
That's
like,
a good
I
point.
I think there are some parallels there.
The fact that I like The League and not Always Sunny is an interesting case study.
I think it's a subject matter.
Well, exactly. Like The League wrapped me in because I was like, oh, I love this stuff and yeah. This is funny. Yeah, so that's a good point. But is it better than Parks and Rec? I want to say objectively, probably not.
I agree with you.
Parks and Rec's pretty good. And
I don't think
The League
doesn't like The League doesn't have like. Arcs.
It's all about the comedy. It's all about the comedy,
exactly.
Which
it's like the same thing
in this list is not a bad thing.
No,
it's not a bad thing at all. Kind of want to say it's between those two, although South Park is really good.
So you're saying Seinfeld's just out?
Yeah, I.
So South.
I don't
Park,
think you want.
League,
I don't
Parks
think you would feel good about having it on
Seinfeld.
Yeah,
dude, I'm fine with Seinfeld. You're putting words in my
mouth. Putting so many words in your mouth, and they're all true.
I'm fine with Seinfeld. Seinfeld's good.
It's great.
Yeah,
it's legendary.
It's pretty okay.
All right. Oh man, I'm kind of between Parks and Rec and The League, honestly. I think I gotta go Parks and Rec, dude. Parks and Rec's really good.
Parks and Rec is really good.
Star-Lord's origin story is like great,
dude. He's hilarious.
He's so good. Andy's
funny.
Fantastic.
So funny.
All
of them are.
Chris
but that's
Pratt's
the thing
so
is like they just have
yeah,
better characters.
What's her face? His girlfriend or whatever.
Audrey.
Is, like, they're all... And they're so, like, unique, too. They all kind of... And what's
actually,
his
I think
face?
Her name's the, Aubrey.
Aubrey? Yeah.
What's the actress? I think it's Plaza? Aubrey Plaza? Plaza. Yeah, okay.
Who's the one guy who's, like, really neat and, like, upbeat?
Aziz Ansari?
No. He annoys me, actually.
John Ralphio?
Is that what's his character's name? I have to go by character's name.
White guy?
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking the guy that comes in and is like super conscious about his health and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
So here's a great
He's
study.
So funny.
Here's a great study though.
Okay.
We can't remember any of these names.
Sure.
We can name all the Office people, which is on the list. So I feel good about
100%,
that.
Yeah.
But also, I
even watched as much of it as
short of Taco. I also can't do the with the league. So
Taco, I'm leaning towards Parks and Rec. How do you feel about that?
I'm fine with it. I think we've given the league the shout out deserves. Yeah. I guess.
Okay, so we got the five. I'm good with that.
I feel like it's a safe list. So if you wanted to put the league on here as like a
that's like left I can field, just I can see people being like. Oh, that's I can't argue with that because that's a great sleeper. But if I'm being honest with myself, Parks and Rec
there's
is
more
a better show.
There.
It's a better
it's
show.
Better, I think it's better and written.
It's funny enough to hang with the league for sure.
Yeah.
If not more funny. So
okay, that's
I feel good. Now, I'll put it at five if you're okay with that. I can get it up more than that.
I mean, hey, it happens, man. I'll put it right here. Okay.
Common problem.
All right, Parks and Rec is number five. So we have Brooklyn Nine-Nine, The Office, Friends, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Office, Friends, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is going to be tough. What are your thoughts here in the four spot, the magical four spot?
I will tell you the magical four spot, Office, for me.
Really? Yeah. Really? Really?
Yep.
Really?
It's really, like, The Office is really
Office,
good.
Office, Friends.
The Office does not make me laugh out loud like
Office,
the other ones
Friends. What are the other ones?
Office, Friends, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh man, I would probably say Brooklyn Nine-Nine because I think the Office is funnier.
No.
I think the Office is funnier.
No,
yeah, it is.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Dude, oh
the
no!
The cold open in the office with the fire drill is still—it's overplayed, but it's still one of the hardest times I've ever laughed in my entire life. That is the funniest shit. Did you have that one? It's not one, buddy.
Brooklyn?
Yeah. It's not one.
It's my one.
It's not one.
It's my one.
I'm not letting that happen.
One.
Sorry.
It's my one.
Sorry, buddy.
Okay, but I'm just saying it's my one.
It's your one.
It's my one.
It's not my one.
Is Office your one?
No.
Okay.
Okay, fine. Well,
I'm just saying if Office is in either of our ones.
It's funny that
Brooklyn
Nine-Nine.
Don't you think it makes sense?
The Office
I don't think it is.
Brooklyn
I don't think it is.
It is, though.
I think Brooklyn Nine-Nine makes me laugh out loud more than The Office. I think The Office is witty, but I think Brooklyn Nine-Nine is better.
But is it just is it just comedy?
What?
Is it just about the comedy?
I think it has better story arcs for all of their characters.
Whoa.
All of their we just got done saying Brooklyn Nine-Nine has way better distinct characters. Every single one is better. Every single one has a story arc.
Yeah, but the characters that do have a story arc in The Office are incredible. Like
yeah,
Michael's
all
story
both of
arc
them.
Is
yeah, all both
better
of them are
than
great.
All of them.
Sure.
All of them.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
He's a jerk.
Go
box.
Back to season one and look at Michael Scott and
yes.
then go to his finale.
He finds love.
No.
He finds love and moves away.
He is completely different.
He leaves that show. Like
yeah.
the only person that left Brooklyn Nine-Nine is what's her face? A strong.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. But
sure.
like what I'm saying is like Brooklyn Nine-Nine was strong throughout where you were talking about Office with that bell curve. I'm not saying that like the highest point.
I'm talking
of
about character
Office,
arc. I'm talking about character
yeah, yeah,
arc.
Yeah. But I'm saying like
the
I don't.
Individual.
But I think the individual characters in Brooklyn Nine-Nine have better arcs than like if you take all the characters in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Better than all the characters in The Office. Because
yeah, yeah.
Only
there's more.
There are literally two people that have a character arc in The Office.
That's incorrect.
Angela and Andy completely break everything off. Like
character arc. Andy has a huge
it.
Character arc. He comes in as like Andy has a huge character arc. Dwight has a huge character arc. Jim, Michael, Pam, 100%. And even Angela is a totally different person by the end of the show. Now is it as strong as?
Yeah.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine, no. Michael's is, though, 100%.
I feel like you're up too high on Michael. I don't think,
no.
like...
No, I'm
he's,
not. He's one of the greatest sitcom
like,
characters of all time.
He's great.
If
I'm
not the
but,
best.
But arc, like, he's not changing who he is.
I think he is by the end of the show. You don't think he's changing who he is?
I don't think so. I think he just finds a person that accepts him for him. I'm not saying he doesn't mellow out a little bit, but I'm not saying he
mellows out a lot.
Yeah, but I'm not saying he like completely changes who he like he's still Michael Scott.
I don't think in order to have a good arc, you have to completely change who you are.
No, I agree with that, but what I'm saying is like
finding your goals is part of that arc as well and like
his goal was find a wife. Found a wife.
Yeah.
So did Jake Peralta.
Sure. Whose love story do you think is better, Jim and Pam or Jake and Amy?
I think Jake and Amy have a better
dynamic
proposal.
Sure. Give you that.
Yeah.
Although I will say,
I think their romance and stuff is
Jim proposes at a gas station halfway between him and Pam. Very romantic. No, it's not as flashy. Yes, yeah, it is.
No,
he's not, like, I couldn't wait any
fine.
Longer.
Yeah, that's fine. You couldn't wait any longer. Sure.
Ask someone, dude. Sure. Ask someone. Dude, sure. Jim and Pam are great. Legendary. What else do we have? Curb. Curb's probably funnier than both.
Yeah, right? like, Curb's really good.
Curb's really good.
I want to say, and I know we're getting long on time, but like, I want to say I texted you at some point when I was watching Curb saying that like, this is the best show ever made.
The best show ever made?
Comedy.
Comedy?
I forget what.
You might be onto something there. It is, every episode I am laughing out loud.
Brooklyn's so good.
Look, we can put Brooklyn.
People are getting so angry right now.
You think this is a very divisive, or do you think most people agree with one of us?
I think more people probably have watched The Office than Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
That's fair.
That's my hypothesis.
That's not fair. Like, of people who've watched both, who do you think? Should we put a poll up?
As long as you have a stipulation that says you have to have watched both of these all the way through.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure.
All right.
Because that's a lot of the arguments, right? Like,
exactly.
You can't just like cherry pick episodes.
Yeah.
So I think Brooklyn Nine-Nine is a stronger cherry pick than The Office.
Look, I will give Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and I think I love both these shows. I don't want it to come across as I don't like Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I really do. It obviously ends stronger than The Office. Like, when Michael leaves, it's like, so
right.
I'll give you that. Like, the last two seasons are like whatever. There's still some great moments in The Office. Especially between Jim and Dwight still, I think they really elevated and kind of took over, but they couldn't find a good boss, like, and that's like the heart of the show. Mm-hmm. Like, Steve Carell is just so integral to the whole thing.
And put Ed Helms in there, and it's like, and you like Will Ferrell is just annoying.
That
and
was
it's just
bad.
Like,
yeah,
yeah
Will
it's just
Ferrell
like,
was a flop.
There's a lot of...
They should have put Dwight as the boss.
Probably, but how long does that last? You know what I mean? Like,
I think you can do it, though.
Yeah, give him an arc. Like... Actually,
he has an arc.
Sure, but again, he a couple
becomes the main character. Yeah. Gets married. I mean,
this is a tough one.
Look, I can put The Office at 4.
Can you?
We'll bank that as me compromising for something I'm more passionate about, I guess, even though I'm pretty passionate about this one. Oh, The Office is so good, though. I think you're a little bit too low on it.
Would you put Curb as 4?
No.
Okay.
Curb needs to be above both of these because Curb is that funny.
So the real question is
Curb or Friends. Yeah. So that's a separate. So
shit.
Okay.
Okay.
Office 4, as long as Brooklyn Nine-Nine is 3. Can we agree on that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now we get to the debate of Curb or Friends. Coming into this, I was like, Friends is going to be the easy one. When I think of a sitcom, I think of Friends. Friends has amazing characters. Friends has that perfect balance between episodic, funny scenarios, great characters, but still having splashes of drama and the will they won't. Like Rachel and Ross defined an archetype.
Yeah. They all did.
And yeah, like Chandler and Monica is like what I think of Friends to Lovers kind of archetype, right? Curb is funny as fuck. So it's
Curb is hilarious.
Is the funniest shit.
Friends transcends it. For me, I think it's an easy.
Easy.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's easy, but you're probably right. Coming into it, I was Friends. I started thinking about how funny Curb is. Leon makes me laugh every time he is on screen.
Sure.
Larry's like the most iconic
character, very, very good.
Like of all time.
Yeah.
Like just this old bald dude who doesn't age and is just funny at every moment and just looks at life in such a unique perspective.
It's got to be like,
yeah,
Friends. I agree with everything you're saying, but with Friends, it's like that has impacted our culture so much beyond. And it's a little tough because so is Seinfeld, to your point.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think
Seinfeld or Friends, like, more than Impact? Probably Friends. I think more people watched Friends, although I think it was, I'd imagine it was close.
I guess it depends really on who you talk to. But
we're talking millions and millions of people for, like, watching these finales, like, when they were airing.
Yeah.
Like Super Bowl level.
Yeah.
Which is insane. Yeah. Friends' characters are just iconic too. And like it has everything, like I said, it has everything a sitcom needs. And everything you think of when you think of a sitcom. It has the laugh track. It has the apartment. It has the cast of characters.
It has the episodic, like, you can, if there's one on TV, you just watch it, and it's funny, and it's good, and you can move on.
It has that structure while also having these overarching themes.
Mm-hmm.
It has the romance elements. It just has all of these things. Man, so good.
Yeah.
So good. So many just iconic moments, too, that just come to mind. Like, when they're bringing the couch upstairs, dude.
Yeah.
The pivot, scene makes me laugh.
You can't move with your friends without somebody shouting pivot.
100%.
You can't.
Yeah.
Period. It's just like someone will do it.
The delivery of that just makes me laugh every time, man. Chandler is one of my favorite characters of all time.
Watching their outtakes and the bloopers and everything are just so funny.
Yeah.
Like, I'll go on YouTube and just like, here's 30 minutes of just them dying on set. Like, it's so good.
So I'm good with that. I feel good about that. That's where my mind was coming in. I had a little hesitation there when we were talking about Curb. Get a little romantic about it, but
there's
at the end of the day,
like, it's 250 episodes of Friends. Wow.
Curb's been on for years, dude.
Yeah, but Curb is like 8 episodes a season, not 25.
It's fair, but it's been on 20 plus years, right?
Curb? No. That, it came out whenever. Yeah, cheeseburger. 100% cheeseburger.
Really?
Easy. Not even a question.
20 years ago would be 2006.
Yeah.
Curb.
I wasn't at GameStop at that point.
Okay, well.
I'm pretty sure it started when I was at GameStop.
2000.
What?
2000.
No. I mean, that's not true. 11 seasons?
Yep. That's a cheeseburger in the pocket, baby. That's
definitely a cheeseburger in the pocket. What?
Easy. 20 plus, easy. I told you, dude, this show has been on forever.
What?
Yep.
Hold on. Episode guide.
Yeah, episode guide.
I just want to see how many episodes there are.
Blow your mind, dude.
What?
It's okay. We got time. We can sit here while you contemplate.
So it's 10.
The meaning of... The number is 2000. Yeah. Cheeseburger, agreed.
Yeah.
Yep. That's October 15th, 2000.
That's wild.
I told you, it's been on forever.
Wow.
I was three when that thing started.
Well, that makes it even more impressive of how.
That's what I'm saying. So you say longevity.
Still, yeah.
That's not really an argument for Friends because Curb is right there with it.
Yeah. No, I wasn't arguing longevity between those two. I was just saying, like, the fact that it still hit as well as it did.
Yeah,
it came out in the 2000s. Like, okay.
But Friends has an amazing ending.
Yeah,
is it like profound? No, but everything wraps up nicely, and that's how you do it. That's how you have to do it.
Yeah, it was kind of funny to watch Paul Rudd marry Phoebe and then just like, oh, I'm an actor now, bye.
he was talking in an interview about it. He's like, yeah, it's the last episode, everyone's crying, and he said he was like going up to people, he's like, what a ride, guys. He's like fake crying and stuff. It's so funny. I think it wraps up good.
Yeah,
I think it really does. Maybe Phoebe's arc is like, okay, it's kind
same
of
with
rushed.
Joey. I feel bad for Joey, he didn't really get anything.
He had a spinoff show.
You sure did.
That
was no
Joey gets no love.
That was no young Sheldon, that's for sure.
Young Sheldon is pretty good, actually. I was watching a little bit of it, but okay, read it down, let's lock it in.
Oh yeah, let's piss everybody off here.
This is a solid list.
Yeah, but I would stand that behind this. Is this far down, people are gonna lose their minds.
Agreed.
All right,
that's I want the record to show that's not my fault.
Where would you put it?
Three.
Yeah, okay, but still.
Bronze medal.
Still, you put office, like, sure, I strong-armed you there, but like.
Yeah, I just flipped this.
Yeah, like, even flipping it, people wanted to win with office.
People wanted
to win.
Yeah. It's not the best sitcom of all time. Sorry.
No, it's not.
I would maybe entertain two, but that would be a tough sell for me. I think Curb's funnier.
It doesn't stick the landing. Like, it doesn't hold up the whole way through.
Yeah.
I think the bell curve is a perfect example.
But the peak is
I personally don't believe in the bell curve, but
okay. You know,
I think the first season's still good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like this sucks and then it gets really good. I just think this is pretty good, gets really great, and then just takes
yeah,
a
I think
dive.
Bell curve is just to simplify it, but sure. All right, read it down.
My last thing on The Office is how many shows that we remove from this list because they didn't stick the landing. Office is no different than that.
Yes, it's a fair point.
Anyway, okay.
But I think The Peak is so good that it actually free. Like,
well, that's why it's on the
that
list.
That is the exception.
Right, but that's why it's on the list. Sure. I'm saying, but that's why it's not one.
Look, I don't think it's one either. All right. So they can be mad at both of us.
Yeah. This is... Oh.
You think it's... I think this is
no,
a solid
I,
list.
Buddy, I think this is a... Good list.
I agree. Yeah. I think it's. I would stand behind this.
Yeah. Oh, every single one of these is great.
Defend it.
Yeah. Ironically enough, out of all of these, I kind of want to just go back and rewatch Parks and Rec because it's the one I've watched the least on here.
It is also the one I've watched the least, but it is very like people have been trying to get me to watch that forever.
Ironically enough, I've watched everything except Parks and Rec at least three times over fully.
So you feel very good about this list.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, yeah. I if nothing else, it's like okay, like I'm yeah solid with it. Yep. Yeah. All right, number five, Parks and Rec. Four, we have The Office U.S. version. I guess that was important to stipulate.
Big time.
Three is Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Two is Curb Your Enthusiasm. Number one is Friends.
Done. Stone.
Chiseled. Send us your hate mail.
Yeah. Speaking of hate mail, couchcompany.games. All the links there. I don't think we... Do we have an email?
Yeah, no. We do, but...
At CouchCo.
You can just do podcast at couchcompany.games.
Yeah. At CouchCo Games on Twitter.
Leave us a voicemail.
You can send us hate mail there.
Yeah.
Tweet at us. And we'll have a poll up. What was the poll again? Officer Brooklyn? Stipulation, yeah. You've watched both in its entirety.
I should have brought up the Mary Tyler Moore show as well.
No idea what that is.
No, it's, my father-in-law wanted to call it out.
Ah, very good.
It's funny.
Anyways, all that right. Being said, we didn't talk about like, Cheers, which is like the most, one of the most.
No, iconic. Yeah, Frasier. What do you need Cheers for?
Cheers was OG.
Yeah. So,
all right.
It's the same thing with Seinfeld and Curb.
So with that being
you
said,
you need the OG when you have a.
Gonna wrap
a
us
modern.
Up here for getting into a fist fight. Thanks for joining us. If you made it this far, we really appreciate it. Check us out on the things I said, and we'll see you same time, same place next week. Thanks for joining us on the couch. Peace.